Thank you, Jesus. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. His presence is just heavy and awesome here.
I have nowhere left to go but to you, Lord. Where, Lord, do I go from here? For the sheep that I desire, I have nowhere left to go but to you, Lord. For the sheep that I desire, I have nowhere left to go but to you, Lord.
Let your hands out. Let your hands out. See him shifting you because you have confessed your helplessness and total dependence on him. See him shifting you. Lift your hands, whispering that name, Jesus. That's right.
Power of the Holy Ghost. Receive the visitation of his power, the visitation of his glory, the visitation of his anointing. Receive it now, and now, and now, and now, and now.
Thank you, Master. Father, we worship you. Thank you for touching lives here today. Changes stories and destinies. I ask that not one person will live here the same way they have come. Be glorified. Be honored. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Give the Lord a big clap of hands as you take your seat. Something has happened already. I see the drastic touch of God on the lives of people. I see shifts in different dimensions. I see satanic, demonic cycles broken. I see the agenda of hell dismantled. You will not live here the same way you have come. In Jesus' precious name. Thank you, Master. I know there are encounters, there are healings and deliverances, which I believe we shall take at the end of the service. And we shall trust God to be as sharp as possible, looking at secrets of existence at the top. And our scripture in this service, before then, our objective in the study is to understand what it takes to exist at the top place in life. Our scripture in this service is Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 to verse 14. It says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling or the high place in Christ Jesus. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' precious name. It has been made notoriously clear, abundantly clear, throughout the month, that the top place is the place for God's people. The top is the place. The city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid. We have also said this morning that people don't just happen at the top. The top is not achieved by sudden flight or chance occurrence. Nobody finds himself up and is saying, I don't even know how I came here. The top does not even happen just by miracle performance. Doesn't happen like that. How many of you know that even miracles don't just happen? You have the gift of healing. You have the gift of word of knowledge, but there is no gift of miracles. It is called the gift of walking of miracles. So even miracles have to be walked. The truth is, for every desired effect, there is required effort. If there is any effect in any area of your life that is desired, there is effort that is required. The truth is, for every needed flight, there is needed force. The aircraft does not fly by dreaming, it flies by force. There is a force called the force of the lift. Another force is called the force of the thrust. The thrust overcomes the drag, then the lift overcomes the weight, then flight happens. So if anybody is going to go up in life, spiritually, in any realm, there is the effort and there is the force. What are the required forces? What is the needed effort? What are the secrets? In the first service we saw, the God first heart or lifestyle. Seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then other things be added. We dealt with that extensively. We also saw the place of the heart of servanthood. Not existing as a boss, but a servant. Servicing the needs of your generation. We looked at the lives of Joseph and Job, Abraham, and so on. Who saw needs and served them. And that took them up. Then we saw the pursuit of excellence. That the best of life answers to the best of man. You can never assume authority from mediocrity. We saw that in the first service. And we're going to continue. We have three more. This will be number one for second service, but number four overall. And that is dedicated service to God. Dedicated service. Malachi chapter 3 and in verse 17 and 18. Malachi chapter 3 verse 17 and 18. He said, and they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as one that spareth his own son that serveth him. So, servants of God are jewels of God. In that day when I make up my jewels, servants of God are treasures of God. In that day when I make up my jewels, to serve God makes makes you a generational valuable. And then he said, you shall return and discern between the righteous and wicked, and between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. There will always be a demarcation between the ones who serve and the ones who don't serve. You will differentiate them. If it is God that is going to lift you, service is a pathway. It's possible for the devil to lift a person. It's possible for somebody to use his personal effort to try to go up. All those are possible. But if it is God that will lift you, and not just the principles of the world, dedicated service is non-negotiable. Dedication to God is key to distinction in life. I knew that longest time. It's key to distinction in life. To stand out for God is to be set apart in life. Looking at three examples in scripture. Example number one, in Psalm 89 verse 20 to 21, we saw the life of David, and then in verse 25, I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established. Mine arm also shall strengthen him, with whom my hand shall be established. Mine arm shall also strengthen him. My hand shall be established. I have found David my servant. In verse 21, he said, my arm shall strengthen him. And then in verse 25, I will set his hand also in the sea. That is influence. And his right hand in the rivers. Influence. Dedicated service to God made David a generational reference of greatness. Generational reference. I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him. Somebody is stepping into that realm of David. If you are the one, say loud amen. If you are the one, say loud amen. The official title of Moses is the servant of the Lord. Deuteronomy 34 verse 6. He said, and Moses, the servant of the Lord, died. From verse 5. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, he died. Moses, the servant of the Lord. Moses was not just a prophet. Moses was a servant. You see, it is possible to be a prophet and not be a servant. It is possible to be a pastor and not be a servant. It's possible to be a church worker and not have the heart of a servant. You can carry a title without being a servant. But it is when you have not just the title but the heart of the servant that no devil can cause you to escape stardom. You know what God said about Moses? If there are other prophets, Numbers chapter 12, verse 6 and 8, I will speak to them in dreams. And he said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I the Lord will make myself known to him in a vision. I will speak unto him in a dream. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches. And the likeness of the Lord shall he behold. Wherefore, then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses. Earlier on he said, but my servant Moses is not like them, like this other prophet. With him will I speak. So, verse 8 again. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently and not in dark speeches. And the likeness of the Lord he will behold. There are prophets, but there is a prophet that is a servant. So I stand him out among other prophets because he decided to be a servant. Exodus 33 and in verse 11. He further emphasized how
and the Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend. Face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend. Deuteronomy chapter 34 and in verse 10. Again, it was repeated in Deuteronomy 34 and in verse 10. And there arose not a prophet since in Israel like unto Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. No prophet like him. Beloved, stop struggling for titles. Start struggling to serve. Don't ever struggle for sitting position. Struggle for service position. If somebody carry your seat, look for another seat. If they carry your seat, can they carry your light? No. God distinguished Moses by service. Our third example of somebody that was distinguished by service was Abraham. Abraham also had the official title as servant. Psalm 105 verse 6. Abraham, O ye seed of Abraham, his servant, you children of Jacob, his chosen. Psalm 105 verse 42. He said, for he remembered his holy promise, and Abraham, his servant. Abraham, his servant. Abraham, his servant. Beloved, Abraham took the position in his generation that no other person occupied by virtue of service. Listen to this. The way of service is the way of shining in the kingdom. I will make up my jewels is the way of shining. The way of service is the way of stardom in the kingdom. Is the way of shining. Is the way of stardom. Am I communicating? Please, church, Dunamis Church worldwide, don't ever be too big to serve. When you are big to serve, you are too small to shine. Michael Faraday of Faraday Electrolysis was a servant in church. I can't remember the particular thing he served, whether as a janitor that became a lay minister later. George Washington, the first president of America, was a servant in church, a member of the laity. Think later was a lay reader in church. And you go through history, you will see men and women. When we went to Otukpo for crusade with God's servant Daddy Gio, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I was not on the schedule as to preach. I traveled to serve. He went to the town I was born. And I saw him for the first time 43 years ago. A meeting that impacted my life. And he's returning back to that land. I went there to serve. To see that there was water. To see that there was everything. There also I met a man who is a part of his ministry. We knew before. Who came to serve? The owner of a bank. Hello? His duty is what? It was to serve. There are many service avenues. Find one. Let God lay in your heart. Never be an executive member of the church. Otherwise, there is a limit to your rise. You can own the bank and still clean toilet in church. There is one of our sanctuary keepers here among those who clean the toilet who showed me a contract that God has given him. I don't even know the amount now. But it is in 90s of foreign currency. Now they are calling him from other countries to implement the same thing. Toilet cleaning is his lot. Serve. One man brought me a document. He's under the... He values the grace that we walk in. An usher in his church, wife choir in his church, asking me to pray on his contract of $126 billion. There are 36 states in this country. This guy has projects in 34 states running at the same time. If you saw him and they say he has CC, you won't believe. The way in which God leaves his people has not ceased. And there are many big people here today, but you are about to become bigger. That amen is too paralyzed. All the testimonies I shared just now will be shadow compared to what God is about to do in someone's life. That amen is too paralyzed. If you believe you are the next person whose testimony shall be exploding like this, you will stand with a shout of victory. A louder shout of victory. Look at your neighbor, say, my story is changing. My story is changing. My story is changing. Listen to this. I'm not saying this to make you feel anything, but to let you know that God is shifting you, that we have a God who is big enough to make anybody bigger than where they are now. The guy said, I have not borrowed from the bank yet, and I will not borrow. That is, give him the job of 100 billion. He has enough money to start it. That's a rem. Listen. God is about to show you a service route that is about to catapult you to the top. That amen can be better. Do you know what I'm looking forward to seeing? I'm looking forward to seeing people standing on the front like this. This one is there. They say, "Oh, that one is the owner of the biggest oil company in here." He's standing there as an usher. This one that is seated there is one of the members of the toilet cleaners. He has the biggest bank in this other one. Dedicated 5 ships last time. This one has the largest estate development company, about 5,000 housing units. If your own will be among, your amen will be the loudest. Your amen will be the loudest.
amen will be the loudest. If you are saying amen, shout a believer, say amen. The time is coming shortly where any realm of human endeavor, there will be people out of this assembly that will be at the front of it. You will be at the front of it. In the hospitality industry, you will be at the front of it. In the oil and gas, you will be at the front of it. In the banking sector, you will be at the front of it. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. Are you, is God speaking to somebody here?
In any realm.
Somebody told me, sir, what you prayed for me about is ready. And that he has been able to buy 2 ships. And he's working. When I went to Bielsa for crusade, the plan was for me to go from there to Warri to dedicate the ships. Before the plan was, it was adjusted. And so I said, oh, so the bank assisted you to buy the ships? He said, no. It was bought without bank loan. Because the last time we were talking of how they are going to ask something. So no. This was purchased without bank loan.
I don't know about you, but when you are ready to dedicate your ship and your aircraft, let me know. I want to follow you and come and do it. Hey! When you want to dedicate that mega estate, just let me know, I'm ready. I will just come and dedicate it with you.
You know, there are projects you don't send people to dedicate. I'll give you one example. They said a man was sick. His servant was sick, ready to die. Master, just release a word, he will be healed. Because this man, he loved us so much, only he built a church. Say, what did you say? He built, okay, let's go. I'm not sending anybody. I'm not even sending word. I'll go myself. I'm not sending anybody. Is it by force? I'll go myself. I want to see the face of the man who built the church.
Get ready. And I want you to embrace service. It doesn't reduce you. It's not a sign of bigness not to serve. It's a sign of smallness. Take your seat.
And that is going to lead us to the point number 2. We have finished with Abraham. Abraham went to the top. And that point number 2 is connected to this point number 1. We have just done dedicated service to God. And the next one is the heart of humility. The heart of humility. We looked at servanthood in the last time. We are looking at the heart of humility. The heart of humility is always key to authority. Authority. God will always exalt the humble and abase the proud. James chapter 4 and in verse 6, the Bible said, Wherefore, but he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisted the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. 1 Peter chapter 5 and in verse 5, almost repeated verbatim. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Ye, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. You know, one of the proudest kings that ever existed was King Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar made an image of himself. He got artists together to mold himself. Almost 90 feet tall, like the height of 2 trailers, his stature.
And if any, if they hear the sound of a gong, they should bow down for his image. Hello? His own image, his image. Not for God. Anybody who won't bow should be thrown into the fire. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did not bow. Then after he finished doing that, he beat his chest. He said, this Babylon that I built with my power, with my might, while the word was in his mouth, Jehovah must have sent an angel to touch him. That was how his brain and heart was reformatted. You know the computer setting, he was reconfigured. Instead of saying, how are you? He said, man. Next thing, he lost his muscles. What do you call all the rectus abdominis and the ones at the back here and the quadriceps and all that transformed into the one of... Change position. Crawled on the ground. Fingernails became the claws of birds. His hair grew. He went to the Animal University of Agriculture. I studied for 7 years. Botany, animology. At the end of the 7 years, he said, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up my eyes. His eyes was on the ground before. Verse 34 of Daniel 4:4. And at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up my eyes unto heaven, and my understanding returned to me. And I blessed the Most High. And I praise and honor him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion. And his kingdom is from generation to generation. And I just lent my... Go ahead. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. And he doeth according to his will. Nebuchadnezzar became a preacher. And he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And none can stay his hand or say unto him, what doest thou? Preach on, brother. At the same time, my reason returned unto me. You know, our people say that body, he hears more than ears. That is, this flesh, he has more understanding than ears. That is, there is metal on the ground. And you tell little child, don't touch it. Ear didn't hear. By the time his hand touches it and he does like this, you don't need to say it twice. What the ear didn't hear, the body heard. That was what happened to Nebuchadnezzar. And he began to preach. And if you go all the way to verse 37. Now, I, Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuku. I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of Heaven before him come. And all whose works are truth and his ways judgment. And those, I'm talking from experience now, those that walk in pride like myself, he is able to abase. Listen, it is better to be humble by choice than to be humbled by force. It is better to make the choice to be humble than to be made humble by force. Humility by decision is better than humility from frustration. It's far better. Humility by decision is better than humility from frustration. Time will fail me to go into more detail, but look at Proverbs 29 verse 23. Proverbs 29 verse 23, he said, a man's pride will bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. When a man is proud, he must come low, but the honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. Three people I'll give you as example because our time is far spent. Number one example of people who had the secrets of humility and that took them up. Number one was Moses. Bible said that Moses was the meekest man of all the men in his generation. Numbers chapter 12 and in verse 3. Now the man Moses was very meek. Meekness is a combination of humility and teachability. That's meekness. But was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. No wonder God took him to a place far above any place he took anybody in his generation. Somebody is growing up like Moses. Say aloud, amen. Number two, Joseph. You know, one of the things I saw in the life of Joseph. Joseph was the gifted dream interpreter who never admitted that he had a gift. When the butler and the baker saw a dream in Genesis chapter 40 verse 8b, he said, tell me your dreams. Interpretations belong to God. He was not bragging that he had a gift to do anything. Tell me the dream you have. I cannot claim that I have any gift, but I have a God who can interpret your dream. In Genesis 4:14 to 16, he said the same thing. When he appeared before Pharaoh, and Pharaoh told him the dream. Pharaoh said to Moses, Genesis 41:14 to 16. Pharaoh said to Moses, go to verse 15 now. Pharaoh said to Joseph, I have dreamed a dream, and there is none that can interpret it. And I have heard, say, this Pharaoh looks like he's from Nigeria. And I hear say of thee. Did you see that? And I have heard say of thee that thou can understand, that's hearsay, that thou can understand a dream to interpret it. And Joseph answered Pharaoh, it is not in me. Don't give me the glory. God is the one who will give Pharaoh an answer of peace. How many people have gifts that they are bragging about? Abilities, money, resources, and you can't move there. Shoulder is like this. What have you that you have not received? Who makes you to differ from another person? It's not of him that willeth or runneth. See, if you know how to fast, there are people who fasted more than you. If you went to school, there are people more educated than you. If there is anything you know to do, there are those who did it more than you and didn't get your result. For it is not of him that willeth or runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. Just remember where you are coming from so you can calm down. Romans 9:16. You are a man of God. That doesn't mean you are God of man. Calm down. We only pray it is God who answers. Who has ever been able to answer his own prayer? You understand what I'm saying? Real authentic men of God are absolutely helpless minus God. When people meet me on the road, say, pray for me. I say, okay, I can pray for you here, but my greatest confidence is inside the service. Where he told, he said, where two or three of you are gathered together, I am there. I'm there.
we are the one performing miracles, we would have done everything for everybody. Yes, those who are looking for husband, you go and catch a man. Yes, just catch him and say, you marry this one. Those looking for wife, because there are those looking for wife. How many of you know that? There are men who are finding it hard to be married. That women say no to. I've seen test messages. You go and catch a girl. Come. See husband. If we are the one doing that, you can do all of that. You carry children and say, take and deliver. No single barren person. In services, we see people lifted crutches and they are healed. We saw others walk back still with their crutches. If we can do it for everybody, we would have done it by our power. But we couldn't. We are limited because we are man. So you calm down yourself and realize that what he has not given you, you cannot have. What he has not given you, you cannot have. What he has not done for you cannot be done. And then when you are not tired of acknowledging him continuously in all humility, then he will not be tired of lifting you up permanently. For as many as have been in this church for a long time, the way we dance now, the way we dance, when we hear somebody is healed of fever, hey, he started singing. We have not seen a miracle yet that will make us used to God. Or used to it, to happenings. Am I communicating? Please calm down. Little money you have, you can't greet your friends anymore. You are too big for your classmates. My classmate came yesterday from Benue State and he came into town and he said, can I see you for 1 minute? I said, I'm preparing for too many things. Preparing for convention, preparing for Sunday service, but be on your way. He interrupted my schedule. I was happy to be interrupted. Had prayer points. We prayed together. Encouraged him. And then took off. Have plenty like that. No matter what, prove to God that you are not bigger than your lifter. I have given some of my age mates, some of my class, those kind of people, I have given some money in many zeros, some car. I do most of those in appreciation of the one who took me from that level. Took me. If not for God, who dash monkey banana? If not for God, who dash monkey banana? Somebody say amen. That is a proverb. I'm sure you are aware of that proverb. If not for God. It's nothing. I've seen professors beg for food. So education minus revelation of God equals frustration in life. Change is coming your way. Look at your neighbor, say, just calm down. God is just starting with you. Don't become too big in a hurry. Calm down. Look at someone, say, come all the way down. Hallelujah. You know what God wants to do with you? He wants to bring you to the point when people see you and they hear of your result, they won't believe it. That was what happened to Samson. Where is the secret of this power? The man doesn't look like it. You know the picture that they normally draw with muscle and all of that concerning Samson. I don't think that picture is correct. Because if the strength of Samson was obvious, nobody will ask any question.
They would have seen that this man has the muscle and he has everything, so it's easy to pull down a house or kill a lion.
But here you are, seeing an unassuming man that just very, very normal,
with so much size like myself.
Just very, very, very all manner of weight everywhere, and they just, I'm saying the opposite. And then, before you know it, he killed the lion. He carried the gate, uprooted a city gate, carried it on his head, climbing a mountain 14 miles.
Abba! What is the secret? What can be the secret of this kind of person?
See, his secret is his God.
He said there is hair inside his head. But that wasn't his secret. That was just a point of contact. When they thought that they caught that secret, the hair grew back. And they couldn't touch his source, which is God. Someone say aloud, amen. So when they see you and they hear of your result, they won't be able to marry it. And the man is this simple. And this woman is just unassuming like that. And he's still saying sa-sa-sa to everybody. And still cleaning and sweeping in church. God is taking you to that level.
Lift your right hand and say, Father. Say it louder. Say, Father. I am ready. I am available to be lifted by you. Say, oh Lord, have your way in my life.
Oh Lord, I'm racing against time. Please take your seat. Let me round off. So, he never claimed. Joseph never claimed. Moses never claimed. And of course, Solomon. Just write down the reference, 1 Kings 3, verse 7 to 13. Oh Lord, I am a baby. I am a child. I am a little child. I don't know how to go out. I don't know how to come in. That was the humility of Solomon. I am a child. Like the song we just heard. If you leave me to myself, what will I do in life? I am a child. And God said, is that how you feel about yourself? I am going to show you and show the world that anybody who depends on God like this can never be frustrated. You are going places. Please hear this. The limit of your humility is the limit of your lifting in God. Anywhere your humility stops, at that place your lifting has stopped. The limit of your humility is the limit of your lifting. I can assure you there is nobody under this commission that shall be on the floor. None of us is permitted to be in the pit.
In your generation, it shall be a reference point continuously. You shall not be history while you are still alive. They will never say he used to be rich, he used to be popular, he used to be this, he used to be that. They will never say that of you. You believe it, say aloud, amen.
Hallelujah. And number three or number six now, finally, it is the life of diligence. The life of diligence. You want to go to the top, you give life all it takes, then you can take everything that life contains. You give life all it takes.
Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 10 said, whatsoever your hand findeth to do, do it with your might.
Do it with your might.
Proverbs chapter 22 verse 29 said, seest thou a man that is diligent in his business.
Diligent. He's a hard worker. He cannot stand before, he shall stand before kings. He is not permitted to stand before ordinary people. He shall stand before kings. Diligent. The way of diligence is the way of eminence.
brutal work, brutal deployment of your life's energy. Some people think that life is a holiday, permanent holiday. No. Let your work become your hobby. What's your hobby? Bicycling. What's your hobby? Movies. Let your work become your hobby. Do everything you can to ensure that what you do with your life is what you love to do. Sometimes we drive into town for one reason or the other, and I don't know the town anymore. Because for donkey years, house, office, office, house, church, house, office, office, house, church, house, office, office, house. So what's the name of this street? What's the name of this one? You give what you do no rest until it gives you rest. until you have rest. You give your task no rest until out of that task you can have rest. Anything. Jacob, three examples. Jacob became a star by virtue of brutal, aggressive labor. Genesis 31, 38 to 41, he was given the account of how he labored in the house of Laban. Genesis 31, 38 to 41. These 20 years I have been with you, your ewes have not, and she-goats have not cast their young, and the rams of your flock have I not eaten. That which was torn of beasts I brought not unto thee. I bear the loss of it. Of my hand did thou require it, whether it's stolen by day or stolen by night. Thus I was. In the day the drought consumed me, and the frost by night, and my sleep departed from my eyes. Once in a while your sleep should depart from you because of your work. All night sleep can be all day regrets. My communicating. Go ahead, let's read it. That is when that happens on a permanent basis. Thus I have been with you 20 years in your house. I served you 14 years for your two daughters, 6 years for thy cattle, and you have changed my wages 10 times. That was the brutal labor of Jacob. And where did Jacob find himself? The top. Number two, Isaac. Isaac literally secured his place at the top by wearing out the opposition. Wearing out the opposition. You wear out the opposition by brutal labor. By wearing out the opposition through labor. In Genesis chapter 26 verse 18 to 24, he dug a well. The enemy will dig a well. Isaac dig again the wells of water, which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father. For the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham, and he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. And Isaac's servant digged in the valley, and he found there a well of springing water. And the headsmen of Gerar did strive with Isaac's headsmen, saying, the water is ours. And he called the name of the well Esek, because they strove with him. And they digged another well, and they strove for that also. He was working, the enemy was trying to counteract his work. But he kept on and on, until he hit Rehoboth and removed from thence and digged another well. And for that they strove not, and he called the name of it Rehoboth. Rehoboth means place of enlargement. And he said, for now the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. And then he removed from there again, and then pitched an altar and called it Beersheba. I thought you were going to show us the next verse. And he went up from thence to Beersheba and raised up an altar. And the Lord appeared unto him the same night and said, I am the God of Abraham your father. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bless you and multiply your seed for my servant Abraham's sake. Listen, resistance is worn out by persistence. Say that again. Persistence is the cure for resistance. If the enemy is resisting your life or your destiny, it is your persistence you use to kill resistance. Listen. If you will keep walking, no devil can stop your enlargement. Continuous deployment of energy is the way to the arrival at enlargement. And God identifies with those who labor. One God to Jesus said, my Father worketh it out and I walk. God is a worker. Jesus is a worker. If he sees a man who labors genuinely, he will identify with him. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. There are times we are on the crusade ground. I am preparing two messages at the same time. Message to preach for Saturday night of the crusade. Message for Sunday service. And communications with the pastors on Saturday across Sunday. On the same Saturday. And then you finish preaching. You hit the road or the air. Flew back to Abuja here. And then step on the altar. And then somebody will look and say, the man is lucky. And then come back and go on evangelism on Saturday. You say, the man is lucky. See how God just made this man. There are people that God is partial himself. I want you to try that luck for 1 week. Try that luck for 1 week. My wife said, I don't know how you sleep. How can you say you slept for 1 hour, 2 hours, and you have already slept? In her own case, she will walk and walk and walk, but she has to log on straight. World Wide Web, don't sleep, don't come. That's log on straight. And then walk all the walk, and then she wake up within 1 hour, it's headache not worrying you. That is the luck we are talking about. Real people that God helps are not lucky. They are walking. Walking. W-O-R-K-Y. They labor and the labor attracts his favor. When you labor genuinely, you won't beg God for favor. Am I communicating? That was what he meant when he said, seest thou a man that is diligent in his business? There are some pastors in ministry where you say, where are you working? They say, I'm not working. I am only pastoring. What? Well, maybe he's not working. That's why he says he's not working. Is it possible to walk and you are not aware that you are walking? The work we do, if you put soldier to do that work, he will collapse. The work we do. I'm a medical doctor by training. I've been on call for 72 hours non-stop. That is, you are on your feet. Labor ward call. And children at times know how to agree to be born in the night. So that the doctor and the midwife cannot sleep. The labor is worrying the woman in the day, and the child refused to come out until night, 2 a.m., 1 a.m., 3 a.m., so that everybody who is there can be awake. And yet, none of those work is as brutal as real ministry work if you want to do it well. Because they can call you anytime somebody has just been kidnapped. Somebody is on oxygen. Somebody is something. All from everywhere. Somebody say amen. Amen. Somebody say louder amen. Amen. But I see people here today. Jehovah God is taking you up. He's taking you up. He's taking you up. He's taking you up to where you belong. You are going up. Shout the loudest amen. A louder amen.
Lift your right hand and say, I receive the grace to labor. I receive the grace to walk. I receive the grace to give my assignment. Everything I have, I receive that grace now in Jesus' precious name.
Well, Paul the Apostle, he was labor personified. No, he was the star of the apostles.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 10, Paul the Apostle said, I labored more abundantly than they all.
I labored more than Peter. Ask Peter, he will confirm. I labored more than James. I labored more than John. Ask them, they will confirm. I labored more abundantly than all the apostles. So nobody should blame me for where I am. Ask them, they will confirm. I went on foot, went in ship, went to crusades everywhere. I wrote half of the New Testament. Acts of the Apostles, Romans, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 2 Thessalonians. I wrote all of it, all the way to Hebrew. More abundantly than I labor.
So nobody should be angry that handkerchiefs left my body and healed the sick. Nobody should be angry that they stoned me and I woke up. Hallelujah. Beloved brothers and sisters, the way of labor is the way of honor. If you want Jehovah to honor you in your world and in your generation, labor, genuinely, the way of labor is the way of honor. Somebody going the way of honor, say amen. The way of diligence is the way of eminence, and the way of labor is the way of honor. So my counsel this morning, make the choice. Take the steps to exist at the top. I want to say it another way in the second service. It's the same, almost the same thing. It's like, make the choice. Pay the price. To exist at the top. Make the choice. Pay the price. For there is no rise without price. What should I be doing? I don't have a work. Begin to study around works. Develop yourself. Upgrade your skills. Sharpen your talent. Hit the road.
If you can't find a government work, get set to begin to employ people by something you start doing with your hands.
And I'm sorry to say this, the wealthiest people in the world are not government workers. Stand up on your feet. Most successful people in the world are not government workers. They are not. Thank God for government work. Somebody needs to do government work. And it's possible to do government work and also have a private enterprise. I think there is a law that makes that possible. And multiply money and multiply resources on the side. But if all you are looking for is a job, all you will have is a job. Somebody defines job as J, just, O, over, B, broke. Just a little bit above broke. But I have seen job people who are so enterprising that I knew of a driver in a government office who had an egg farm that was paying him his monthly salary every day. Every day, every day. He built a house from his egg farm. That is possible. Hallelujah. If you cannot get a job, employ yourself.
One young lady finished youth service. She was in Abuja here before she moved to Lagos, worshiping in Dunamis Church. She couldn't get a job. So she began to make hats.
Dr. Miss Anita, you remember the young girl? She began to make hats.
And then advertised in the newspaper, heart attack. Come, let hats attack you. you will see different hearts. Tiny, microscopic, little girl. If you see him, you will give him a lot of discount for her size. But impact. Before she left here and we relocated to Lagos and got married, she was already touching a lot of money. She decided to engage her life. Somebody say aloud, amen. Find, do what you find until you find what you want. Anything you find, whatever your hand finds to do, do it until you find the real thing you desire.
One graduate, master's degree holder in architecture, couldn't get a job, went to the construction site in Abuja in those days, and decided to become a laborer. He was carrying block on his head and all that. And the way he was walking, the head, the owner of the site looked at him and said, this guy looks different from other laborers. You know the typical laborer? The laborer. The one that will just be insulting everybody as they are carrying block. Man worker. But I see your big head. Did they work so?
This man was just carrying his block gingerly. And the owner of the site said, who are you? He said, I'm an architect. What? At what level? Master's degree, MSc. What? What are you doing here? There's no job. So no, there is job for you now. You are the supervisor of this project now.
On the spot.
As at the last time I knew of the man, as at then, if he writes one, he can put 9 zeros behind it. In this same city, and it will not bounce. Investments in billions from carrying block on the head. No, you cannot be a block carrier. You are now the head of this site. Somebody's testimony is coming. Show the devil that you cannot be stopped. That you are the one to stop him. Lift up your hands. We have to stop now. Lift your hands. Lift your voice. Appreciate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Worship him. Honor him, adore him. Glorify him, worship him, honor him, adore him. Father, we thank you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. I just have to thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name,
lift up your two hands and say after me, say, Father. Say it louder. Say, Father. At the top of your voice, say, Father. I have heard. I have received your word today.
Give me a change of story. Take me to the top where I belong.
I apply for a change of story. Say after me, say, Father.
Father.
I receive the grace. For dedicated service.
For dedicated service.
I receive the grace.
I receive the grace.
For humility of
for
life.
Humility of life.
I receive the grace.
I receive the grace.
For diligence.
For diligence.
To give life.
To give life.
Everything I have got.
I
receive the grace.
I receive the grace.
Today.
Today.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth and speak to God. Speak to God. Speak to God. I receive the grace.
La barra hasta la breque pela tapata tapata. Mania tapata cota pela raga da bala pela breque de pela da. E jeta cota pela perro que so cota pela. E jeta pela roco tapa pela perro que so pela pete. Mala tosa guarra tapa tele pera cota da.
I receive that grace.
Corre de baja sala tapa la de baja hasa. Matanda coso coso coso
coso coso coso coso coso coso coso coso
Esilla terra da cada pelle terra da sua copella da fette se fita
già ta 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 ta
la terra da casa da fa pala terra da ta 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 pala ta ta pala
I receive that grace in Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands and say, every embargo placed on my life,
preventing me
from reaching where God wants me to reach.
Today,
all you embargo,
I command you, scatter.
In Jesus' precious name, lift your hands and let's pray one prayer for Nigeria. Spiritual intelligence shows that the bandits, the terrorists, the kidnappers, they are thoroughly jazzed before they go out for operations. Thorough demonic cooking. They have the high priests, blood human sacrifice. They go out in that strength. Then they operate like they have superior firepower. What we need to do, set their altars on fire. Kill their native doctors. Anybody who says people should not live does not deserve to live. Let the fire roast their altars. Let the fire roast their herbalists. Let the fire roast their enchanters. Let their power depart from them. Let their confidence depart. Let the thing that make them indestructible die. We heard that in some place they went to a school and all they did was to drain the blood from the people and go with it. They didn't come for anything. They came to carry blood for more ritual. Their power is over. Lift your hands and say, Father, in the name of Jesus,
we decree
that every power or altar of blood that supplies strength,
power,
indestructibility
to killers, to bandits, to terrorists, to kidnappers
in this nation,
we declare
all you altars, all you witch doctors, native doctors, behind these people. We command you, catch fire! Pray every altar that supplies strength, that supplies power, indestructibility to killers, to terrorists, to bandits, to kidnappers in this nation. All you altars, all you native doctors.
doctors. Oh, you kidnappers. In the name of Jesus. Catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire.
Jesus' precious name. Thank you, Master, because it is done. Those who sent them and those who give them charm, their sword will still turn against them. Nigeria will not be overrun by the agenda of killers and the agenda of evil. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Father, we give you the praise. Please don't let me go the way I came today. Touch me with your hands. Oh Lord, please, please don't let me go the way I came today. Touch me with your hand. Oh Lord, please don't let me go the way I came today. Touch me with your hand. Oh, please don't let me go the way I came today. Touch me with your hands. Touch me with your hands. Oh Lord. Oh.
Please, please don't let me go the way I came today.
Touch me with you. Lift up your hands everywhere you are.
Father, let something fresh, let something strong, let something fireful
come upon your people today. Lift your hands. I came today. Touch me with your hands. Oh, please don't let me go the way I came today. Touch me with your hands. Oh, Lord. Lift your hands high. Shekoko bagada. Lata sopreti kazalayatus. Jekolara tegayarisu. Lamarani anananzalu. Shetoleri analalashti. Zeluri atasitilena. I see chains breaking. I see mental limitations broken. Career limitations broken. Destiny limitations broken. Yes, that hypertension is gone right now. Diabetes is gone right now. Near success syndrome is gone right now. The spell of failure at the edge of breakthrough is gone. In the name of Jesus. Place your hands on your head. Lift up your hands again. Lift your hands up again. When I say place your hands on your head, don't do it sluggishly, do it sharp. Thank you, Master. Place your hands on your head.
Power! Ma shake peke teke di galaya da 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 da.
That's right. Receive his visitation, his liberating power, his delivering power. Receive it now. Receive now. Receive now.
Father, thank you. Thank you. Wave your hands and give him the praise.
And how, O Lord, are the increase that trouble me? Many there be that rise up against me. Many there be who say of my soul, there is no help for him in God.
But you alone are the shield all around me. You alone are the lifter of my head. You alone are the strengthener of my life.
In you I'm satisfied.
You alone are the shield all around me.
You alone are the lifter of my head. The strengthener of my life. Oh, in you I'm satisfied.
Wave your hands and give him the praise.
Every conspiracy of hell against your life has just been broken. Hey! In the midst of confrontation, you shall be having elevation. You shall be having increase. You shall be rising to your next level. Shout the loudest. Amen.
Give the Lord a clap of hands as you take your seat. Take your seat and let's be patient for a few minutes. Someone with a heart condition you came here with is healed. And then also has just gotten healed. Somebody's liver has been healed also. Upper right, hypochondriac region. God just healed you and touched you there. You came in here without affliction. God healed you. Someone also got diverse encounters of divine deliverance and liberation from captivity. That arrow that is at the back, right there on the back of the shoulder, on the right hand side, is returned back to hell. You got an encounter or you got a healing. Quickly rush to the front. That's right. Somebody's right eye has also been healed. Now, the spell of near success syndrome got broken. Empty-handedness disappeared. The demon of wretchedness died. Somebody's left ear has just opened. Come. What happened to you?
Last 1 week now, this side have been paining me. I even call one of my friends to come.
And what happened now?
Now
the pain is gone. Lift your hands. Every arrow fired at you from hell returns back to hell. In the name of Jesus.
You alone are the lifter of my head. In you I'm satisfied. You alone are the shield all around me. You alone are the lifter of my head. You alone are the strengthener of my life. In you I'm satisfied.
What happened to you?
I saw an angel very, very tall, clothed with weapons of war, and he was very, very taller than you, standing behind you. And anyway, if the angel comes to close to anyone, the person will be shivering, and then he will call when he comes, he will use authority and say, "Come here. Come here."
Angel with weapons of war. Somebody is listening to this. The battles of your life are ended right now. I deploy, I decree the release of this war angel into the battlefield of your life, into the battlefield of Nigeria, into the battlefield of the church. Fire! I decree the release of war angels, battle angels, into the battlefields of our lives, into the battlefields of our land, into the battlefields of our community, into the battlefields of our nation.
into the camp of kidnappers. Listen, something is about to start happening. The bandits, security, military, and officers will step into the camps of bandits and suddenly find them dead by themselves. Angels are about to do war. Killers will be found dead by themselves. Their weapons will turn against each other. And they will begin to waste themselves. And eventually waste those who sent them on the deadly assignment. In the name of Jesus.
I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy.
I lay me down and slept. I awake. For the Lord, he sustained me.
You alone are the shield all around me.
She came here with a severe abdominal pain that has lasted for 1 year. At that shout of I received, the pain took off.
It's over forever.
You I'm satisfied. You alone are the shield all around me. You alone are the lifter of my head. You alone are the strength of
my life.
Sister Doka said last week she woke up with a severe pain at the back of her neck.
I'm satisfied.
And it persisted and it's been on. And despite all medication, she's had that pain. She came into this service with that severe pain. But while she was ministering, the power of God touched her.
Because there is a presence here.
Yes, sir.
There is a presence here. There is a presence here. We are in the presence of the Lord. There is a presence here. There is a presence here. There is a presence here.
We are in the presence of the Lord.
So sister came here with a severe back pain. At the instant of the war, she said the pain took off. At the instance
of the word.
Instance of the word.
The pain took off. Lift up your hands. Fire of the Holy Ghost.
Heart condition since 2011. She said when the word went forth, the pain took off.
Lift your hands. There can be no witchcraft here. There can be no cancer here. There can be no hypertension here. We are in the presence of the Lord. There can be no poverty here. Hey! There can be no wretchedness here. There can be no depression here. We are in the presence of the Lord. There is a presence here. There is a presence here. Oh Lord, there is a presence here. We're in the presence of the Lord. Everybody sing, there is a presence here. Ooh. Presence of the Lord.
In yes. A dream of a night, her sister said she saw some insect came out of her ear. And when she woke up, this left ear became deaf. She said she noise in the ear, and she wasn't hearing well with the ear. But today in the service, while the ministration was ongoing, and you gave a word, the ear popped open.
Every stranger in your life, go out of that body right now. In the name of Jesus.
Our sister went for a scan. It was discovered that the baby is breached. She came with that scan result and she said immediately we shouted, I received, she felt a vigorous movement. And we believe that
baby is turned. Instead of leg down and head up, now head down.
and leg up. Go and do a second scan and confirm that the baby is torn.
Oh, the presence here. There is a presence here.
Baby Juanita has been suffering from ulcer for the past 2 years.
Yeah.
And she came
ulcer,
to the
baby.
Yeah, 2 years. And she came to the service in that condition with excruciating pain. And couldn't even stand by herself, be lying on her mother's lap. But as the world went forth, she stood up by herself and said, the pain is gone.
And it is gone forever.
Amen.
Father, this affliction goes forever and never returns back in the name of Jesus. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. 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 Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. And if your body suffers pain and your health you can regain, when your hope is almost sinking in despair, Jesus knows the way you feel. He can help and he can say, take your burdens to the Lord, leave it there. If your body suffers pain and your health you can't regain, and your hope is almost sinking in despair, Jesus knows the way you feel. He can say, take your burdens to the Lord. Leave it. Why don't you leave it there? Leave it there. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave. Sing it two more times. Why don't you leave it there? Leave it there. Take your burdens to the Lord. Lift your hands everywhere you are. Receive your miracle. Take your burdens to the Lord. So many healings here. Who was the one that had the healing of the tooth condition? Like on the right side with the jaw tooth condition. Healed. Tell me what. Want you to tell me one more thing? Please take your seat 1 minute.
Sir, Brother Theophilus applied for Nigeria Air Force. And when his stepmother saw it, she said, what are you doing? Want to join Nigerian Air Force over her dead body? You will never succeed. If you succeed, you know I'm not from this clan. As the servant of God was praying right now, she said she saw her mother-in-law appear to her and demanded for the Air Force recruitment form. I said, come out of darkness, go and succeed.
Congratulations. Success is confirmed. Amen. Who is he that saith it and it cometh to pass? When the Lord commanded it not. We serve the God who frustrates the tokens of liars and maketh diviners mad. He appoints the device of the crafty. Their hands cannot perform their enterprise. In Jesus' precious name, go and be successful. Anything anybody say you cannot become, God will show that He is bigger than them. And you will be. All of you in the front, please return back to your seat. Because of time, we'll take it within the week. If you trust and never doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and give.
If you trust and never doubt, He will surely bring you out.
Take your burdens to the Lord and give. There are many here this morning You have not yet handed over your life to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. You want today to mark a new day in your life. You want today to be forward ever and backward never with Jesus. You pick your Bibles and pick your bags and quickly rush to the front and let us pray with you. Pastor, I've seen God, I heard a word, and I've seen the miracles, and I want to make my way right with Jesus. I'll give you the count of seven, and you rush forward quickly. Don't be the last to come, be the first. One. Rush forward. God bless you, keep coming. Two. Three. From this side, come, come. Four.
Withholding nothing.
Five.
Withholding nothing.
Six.
Withholding nothing.
Seven.
I surrender all to you.
Everything
I give to you.
I surrender all to you.
Everything
I give to you. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. There are still people on their seats. You need to rededicate your life to Jesus. Rededicate. Rededicate. Want the yoke of addiction broken, tobacco smoking, alcoholism, Indian hemp, masturbation, prostitution, anything that is a bondage that needs to be broken. You want to be free. Pick your Bibles and pick your bags and quickly come forward. I'll give you another count of seven. Let's go.
I've got my mind
one.
Made up, and I won't
two.
Because I want to see my Jesus.
Three.
Someday.
I've got my mind.
I've got my mind made.
Three.
And I want to talk to God. I've got my mind. And I want. Because I want to see my Jesus someday. I've got my mind. And I want.
Five.
Goodbye, 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 world. Goodbye, world.
Oh.
Goodbye, 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 treasure.
Oh.
I am made up my mind to go God's way the rest of my life. I have made up my mind. Goodbye, 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 world. Goodbye, world. The rest of my life, I have made up my mind to go God's way. The rest of my life.
Place your hand on your chest again, those of you standing, and say after me, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Forgive me my sins. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken in your life. The agenda of hell broken in your life. I declare a new day and a new season for you. In Jesus' precious name. Somebody say a louder amen. Loudmost amen.